The Atlantic Children's Theater is ready to get its summer production started for this 2017 season with Prairie Fire Children's Theater coming to town. And they're going to have a lot of fun here with a lot of youngsters here in the next few days. We're going to talk with some of those folks who are involved and some who have been involved in the past and give you a little flavor of what's up here with the Children's Theater this year. We have in studio with us here this morning Katie Rotfuss, we have Rio Johnson, we have Allie Brockab, and Bradley Dennis. Good morning to you all.
Good morning.
There we go. It's like start the choir up right away. All right. Well, hey, Rio, let's start with you. You've been in here and visited with us before. Why'd you get involved in the children's theater productions here in the first place?
Well, my sister was always in it, and I went in when I was really young, and I had a really fun time, so I just have done it every year since.
What's fun about it?
The directors are really fun and nice, and they always make us happy.
Okay. Let's see. Let's talk to Katie. What about you, Katie? How many years have you done this?
Oh, I think this is my eighth year, maybe?
Really?
I have no
idea. Wow. Why did you first get involved?
It's same as Rio. My siblings were doing it, and I wanted to, too, because I was the little sibling, and that was my job.
do what the older siblings
exactly.
do. Exactly. What do you find most fun about children's theater?
Just being able to perform and not feeling like I'm less because I'm little or younger. And the directors really are a great experience, and they have great energy that they just pass on to the kids, and it's a great experience.
And it doesn't feel like school in the summer, right?
No.
Because that's not what we want, right? Want to have some fun. Well, good. Now, are you going to participate again this year?
Yes, for sure.
Okay. How many more years can you participate?
I think this is my last year.
Oh, last go around. What's the production this year?
Snow White, maybe?
Snow White, okay. So do you have a part in mind? Because you don't get to pick the parts necessarily, do you?
No. And you really don't know what you're auditioning for. Because they always put some sort of twist on it, and mm-hmm. it's very fun. Like, it's not going to be the traditional Snow White. They're going to do something fun with it, and that's always exciting.
It's a little off the beaten path, but still fun. Mm-hmm. It's kind of meant for younger students.
Exactly.
Younger children. Okay. Talk a little bit about what you've done in the past. What's the most enjoyable part you've played in any of the productions in the past?
Last year, I was one of the ugly stepsisters, and that was very fun. That was a great experience. It was one of my first big parts, mm-hmm. and it was the first time I got a script. I stayed up with a friend till 3 a.m. relearning my lines. It was great.
Excellent. Rio, what about you? What part have you enjoyed the most?
Mine was also the last year because it was the second time I had a script and I was the maid.
I have to ask you real quick now because some folks are probably sitting there thinking, wait a second, you're in a theater production. It's the first time you've had a script. What do you mean? Doesn't everybody get a script? There are all kinds of different parts. They're made for different levels, right?
Yeah, everybody there gets a part, and some they get to talk like the little kids, but they just don't need a script because they don't have a lot of things to say.
Excellent. I want to bring a couple of the veterans in here, Bradley Dennis and Allie Brockab here this morning. Allie, we've talked with you in the past here about the productions. You're not able to be involved as an actor anymore? You've aged out?
Yeah. Once you go into high school, you don't have the ability to be in Prairie Fire anymore, sadly, but there are more abilities to do theater in high school, which is why I think you age out at that age.
So do you get to help out at all this year?
Yeah, I'm actually going to be working the sound and lights.
Oh, excellent. So you'll get some fun then, too. Have you worked at all with some of that stuff behind the scenes before?
No, but I'm really excited to learn.
Okay. Now that you've been through this all these years, had a chance to participate, have some fun, do some different things, different parts at different levels, what advice would you give youngsters? Why should they get involved in something like this?
Oh, it brought me out as an actor. Like, at first, when I first started, I was really shy about, like, auditions, and I was really kept in, and I didn't go out there, I guess. But as I went through, like, my auditionings got way louder, and that's how you get the bigger parts, by being loud and just showing them who you can be.
You have to project from the stage.
Yeah.
You have to show a lot of things when you're up there, that you can be a leader and take on a lead role like that. What's your favorite part you've ever played?
When we did Aladdin, I was a princess. That was really cool.
That's kind of a big part.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to get much bigger than that. Very good. What about being a backstage participant this year? How much can you lend? What do you want to do this year helping some of the youngsters out?
I just I would really like to help keep everything in order because I've seen, like, there's a lot of kids and there's two directors, and that is really hard, I think, to, like, keep them all, to make sure they're not talking backstage and just to make sure that everybody's happy and nobody feels left out.
Isn't it kind of crazy, though? You've only got, what, like a week? And from the time you audition to the time you have the shows, and you've got to get everything planned and prepared and stages all taken care of, lighting and stuff all done. You've got to figure out who's what and get your rehearsals in. That's a crazy week.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy, but they get it all done. They really do. It's cool.
Very good. I want to talk to Bradley here a little bit, too, and talk a little bit about his experience because he's been involved in this a number of times as well. What's your favorite part that you've ever played?
Well, I didn't get to do it very many years because I moved here.
Okay.
But when I did move here, I've only been in, I think, two.
Mm-hmm.
But last year, so we did Beauty and the Beast, and it wasn't like the cartoon Beauty and the Beast. It wasn't like the clock and the teapots. We were like a gardener is what I was. And it was really fun because the whole play, I basically chased around the little roses, which were like all the little girls in the play. And it was really fun to try and keep track of them because they're always so cute up on stage. And it's so fun. And backstage is fun because they're always hanging around you. And it's just a fun experience.
Yeah. It's a real bonding experience for that week, isn't it?
Yeah. It's really cool because it's one of those things where in music, especially in elementary and middle school, you don't get the chance to mix it with a bunch of grades. It's normally just in your grade where you're doing in music class or in choir in your grade. So when you do Prairie Fire, you get a bond with someone who's a couple grades younger than you, or you get a part that's similar to someone a couple grades younger than you, so you get to hear them, hear their voice and hear how they want to act and stuff like that. So
when we talk with Allie about being a leader, do you take on a leadership role then when you're older and working with some of the younger students?
I think that it's almost just a given to kind of take on a leadership role when you grow up because the younger kids see that you're one of the big kids. They see that you're taller than everyone else and that you obviously know what you're doing, so they just kind of follow you. And hopefully if you're taking on one of those leadership roles, you kind of make more of the better decisions, so that way you're not messing around, and when the directors are talking, you be quiet and listen to them because you do only have a week to do it, so you kind of got to pay attention, but also you can have fun still too.
It's probably a little easier if you've got a little experience through school plays and things like that, but I'm sure there are some youngsters who show up who have zero experience whatsoever in dealing with the pressure of auditioning and being in front of crowds and stuff. How do you deal with that?
Well, and that's one of the better things is it's definitely an all-age play where you can take kids that are in kindergarten or, I don't know, lowest grade, first grade. They come in and they have no experience at all, so you spend a little bit more time with them on how to do it than the kids who have had more experience. Obviously, the kids who have more experience and have done it a few times before know what they're doing more, so they don't get as much help as the younger kids, and they can also help out some of the younger kids.
Well, and it's not just actors they're looking for. They need people to do all kinds of things.
There's so many different things that you do. You act, you talk, and you dance, and you even, like, make friends is one of the biggest things. You make a lot more friends in Prairie Fire than I've done in a lot of other things before.
Yeah, and I suppose there are some students who probably show up not necessarily wanting a lead role. They just want to be a part of it, and they work pretty well. These folks that come in through Prairie Fire, they're pretty good at recognizing the different skill sets, the levels that they think the youngsters can handle, and they put them in good places.
Well, and like what you said about maybe not even wanting a lead role, I know Zach McKay in Aladdin, he came in and he just wanted to be in Prairie Fire, and he ended up getting Aladdin because it's not like you're auditioning for a certain role. You go in and they have you say a bunch of wacky things and how they think, and he fitted the part and he did it really well. And that's one of the things they can kind of uncover things that you didn't know about yourself.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Allie, I want to bring you back into this here real quick. I want to ask you, were you nervous the first time you tried this at all? Had you done much theater beforehand?
The first time I did Prairie Fire, I was in first grade, and I was very nervous because I was surrounded by a lot of older kids, and they were all super loud, and I was like, oh my gosh, I don't know how to do this. But as it went by, I got really, like, settled in, and everybody's super nice. So that really calmed my nerves.
Very good. And you've got the leaders from Prairie Fire that do a
yes.
great job working with the youngsters. They're used to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, very good. Okay, I want to bring the two current actresses in with us again here. Katie, you're going to rehearse. You're going to audition coming up this Monday, right?
Yes.
What's the schedule look like? You know, is it 1 o'clock? Is that when you audition at the Atlantic Middle School Auditorium here? It says right in front of me. So for those that don't know and haven't participated before, what's the audition process like? Pretty simple stuff?
You go into the auditorium, you sit down, and then they call you up to the stage. You get in a half circle, tallest in the top area shortest at the bottom, and you introduce yourself, say what grade you're going into, and then step back. And they have you say lines from the play and stuff, and you just kind of get to be wacky and fun, and then they go and sit down, and then they put you into lines according to your part and tell you, and they assign parts and tell you who it is.
Is that part of them getting you to loosen up a little bit?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, part of it. Make you feel comfortable.
Mm-hmm. It's funny because you go in, and as you go down, it's these, like, going into freshman year, people, like, big and loud and, you know, used to this. And then it goes down to the little kids who are shy and introducing themselves. And it's cute to see all the contrast.
It's kind of fun to sit there and watch, too.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. All right. Rio, tell us about the experience now. Rehearsals and stuff. It's a long week, but it happens fast, right?
Yeah, they plan they plan rehearsals according to their parts at different times. And the directors work with different groups because you're assigned to a director, and then they work with you.
Okay. So, and there's not a lot of lag time there either. I think they have like 75 different parts that they need to fill, so they need plenty of youngsters to come out and be a part of this. Rehearsals at 1 o'clock at the middle school auditorium, and then they're not wasting any time. They're getting right to business, right?
Yeah.
All right. And rehearsals will be all week long, it looks like, in the afternoons. Is that how that works?
Yeah.
Okay. Do they need to bring a lunch still?
Not
yes, no, maybe so. It depends. Bring
it
a snack,
just
in case it's going to get long. Bring a bottle of water or something, just in case it gets a little lengthy. And then you have how many performances?
We have two.
Okay. And let's see. They are Friday, July 14th, 7 p.m., and then Saturday, July 15th at 2 p.m. at the Atlantic Middle School Auditorium. My notes here say the admission is just a free will donation, and I assume that the money that's raised probably helps to perpetuate the program. It'll go right back into next year's activities as well. Well, we hope it goes very well. You've had a good time working with the Prairie Fire folks?
Yeah, it's been really fun.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for coming in, and we hope a lot of folks come out and participate again. Get the kids ready to go Monday, this coming Monday, July 10th, 1 o'clock at the Atlantic Middle School Auditorium. Really don't need to bring anything with them except a smile and the desire to have a whole lot of fun and meet some good folks here for the next week and participate in the Prairie Fire Children's Theater. Hope you get a chance to get out and be involved in that. Katie, Rio, Allie, Bradley, thank you for coming in here this morning. Appreciate it. Have fun this week.